This crisis is a wake-up call for us to accelerate the other work that we've been doing to promote a stronger, more prosperous transatlantic community. So to start, we cannot continue to allow Allied defense budgets to shrink. Clearly, not all allies are going to meet the NATO benchmark of 2% of GDP overnight or even next year. But it's time for allies who are below that level to make credible commitments to increase their spending on defense over the next 5 years. And if we're going to move the trend line in a positive direction, this has to be an alliance-wide effort. Two, if we want a Europe that is both whole and free, then we have to do more together immediately with a sense of urgency to ensure that European nations are not dependent on Russia for the majority of their energy. In this age of new energy markets, in this age of concern about global climate change and carbon overload, we ought to be able to rush to the ability to be able to make Europe less dependent. And if we do that, that will be one of the greatest single strategic differences that could be made here. We can deliver greater energy independence and help to diversify energy sources that are available to the European markets, and we can expand the energy infrastructure across Europe, and we could build up energy storage capacity throughout the continent. Third, we have to invest in the underpinnings of our economic partnership. We are together, Europe and the United States, two of the largest markets in the world. And the fact is that we can seriously strengthen our economic ties and accelerate growth and job creation and serve as a buffer to any negative impacts of some of the steps we need to take if we move on both sides of the Atlantic rapidly to complete the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. That agreement will do more to change the way we do business and some of our strategic considerations than any other single economic step that we can take, with the sole exception of the energy independence.